الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أسلم التوبة والمغفرة والهداية إنه التواب الرحيم. وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدس يا حافظ يا الله الأول يا الله الآخر يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين. اشف لنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون صدق الله العظيم. الله تعالى says in the Quran al-Kerim, surely we all belong to Allah Ta'ala and to Him we all shall return. We all belong to Allah Ta'ala and surely we all will return to Him. Isn't it strange that in the human history of thousands of years, men killed men in the name of God? Many years and many crusades, the Christians who thought of us as non-believers, all the way from Europe at a time when there were no planes or motor vehicles or even boats, they traveled all the way to the Near East to kill us by the thousands. And in Spain in 14th century, again, they killed the Muslims and the Jews. And this continues till today. Even yesterday, at the time of Mr. Bush as president, with a slip of tongue, what he did, killing hundreds of thousands of Muslims in Iraq, was a crusade. Now they think we are not believers, and we think that they are not believers. We also kill them, sometimes in self-defense, sometimes in aggression. The Germans killed 6 million Jews. Now the Jews are killing the Muslims by the thousands. What is going on? Allah Ta'ala said that we are all from Him and we will all return to Him. Why do we kill each other? Who is a kafir? A kafir is someone who hides the truth. Therefore, a kafir is not a Christian, is not a Jew, is not a Muslim. A kafir is the one who hides the truth, but the one who hides the truth must know the truth, mustn't he? So, the hider of truth, the kafir, who is he? He is a liar. Someone came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, in Islam, are there Muslims who commit adultery? Alas, said Rasulullah, they should not, but they do commit adultery. Ya Rasulullah, are there amongst Muslims who steal? Alas, said he, yes, there are. They shouldn't, but there are. May Allah forgive them. Amongst Muslims, are there people who kill people? Yes, there are. They shouldn't, but they do murder each other. Ya Rasulullah, are there Muslims amongst them? There are liars. Nay, said he. Nay, no. Whoever lies is not one of us. That is what a kafir is. But all through history, Christian, Jew, non-believer, Muslim alone, we kill each other in the name of God. Not only Christians and Jews kill the Muslims and the Muslims vice versa, but we kill each other in the name of God. At the incident of Karbala, the people who killed the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, and all the Ahlul Bayt Mustafa, they were Muslims. They said, quick, quick, let's kill them quickly because we're going to miss the noon prayer. What is going on? For us, a Muslim, an enemy, a kafir, is the one who is not like us. A kafir is the one whose behavior, whose looks, whose actions does not please us because they are different. They dress differently, they behave differently, they act differently. And usually the reason we don't like them is because their behavior, their action and their looks is against our interests. Now, as a Muslim and as a human being, there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that a Muslim is two things, murid and murshid. When we learn, we are murids. When we teach what we know, we are murshids. So it is our duty as a Muslim and as a human being, when someone does something against Allah's ordinances, it's our duty to tell them that they shouldn't do that. It is not good for them. They should do this and that, but we don't kill them. We don't hate them. Now, imagine that there are Muslims in China, in Xinjiang, all the way on the north of China, There are Muslims in America, here we are. There are Muslims in Russia and Siberia. There are Muslims down in Africa, east and west and north and south. They want to go to the Hajj. They are yearning to go to Baytullah. So they get on the way. Some on the bus, some on the boat, some on the aeroplane. On the way, all sorts of things happen. All sorts of problems happen. They fight each other. They are angry at each other. And then they all converge around the Kaaba. None of the fight or the problem or the hatred exists there. So the goal is the same, but the way is torturous. This walking stick here, if it had a tongue, he would praise the one who made it. If it was alive, he will thank the person or the factory who made it. Now it helps me to walk. It is very difficult for me to walk without it. But give it to the hand of an angry person. And like a bull in China shop, he will wing it around and hit things and destroy things, and accidentally or purposefully, he will also hit somebody on the head and kill it. Is it the fault of the walking stick? Walking stick was made to serve me and people like me who have difficulties to be able to walk. So essentially that walking stick was good. But as I told you, it could be used as a murder instrument. So as it is essentially good, all and everybody also is good. The only kafir is the one who lies. Who lies? The worst of lying is to lie to oneself. If I am fat, if I claim I am thin, if I am stupid, if I claim I am wise, if I am an ignoramus, I claim that I am a man of knowledge. If I am weak, if I claim I am strong. The arrogant one is the greatest of liars, because he is a hypocrite. Ya Rabbi, have mercy upon us. You have created us as Ahsan Taqdeem, your best creation. You have given us all what we need and so much more to become a perfect human being. Ya Rabbi, in addition, you have blessed us by making us believers and Muslims and giving us the example of a perfect man. In detail we know him, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Ya Rabbi, because of our arrogance, we have reduced us to asfal as-safilin. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us. Teach us how to make tawbah. For sometimes, under the influence of our ego, commanding ego, we make mistakes and we sin. But in your grace, you have given us a device, not only to wipe out our sin, but to record it as a good deed if we repent, if we regret the wrong which we have done. Ya Rabbi, teach us sabr. Ya Rabbi, teach us repentance. And save us from ourselves. Amen. Bi hurmeti seyyidil mürselin, Taha ve Yasin. Thank you.